From Quality Radio Productions, it's Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of the 18th century Austrian composer Karl von Ordonez. Ordonez was a part-time composer of sorts, mainly composing music in his spare time. He spent much of his professional life in the court system in the lower region of Austria. He was also part of the nobility, albeit a lower rank. Even so, he knew that a professional career as a musician was not befitting for a man of his stature. Nevertheless, he composed an amazing body of work for a part-time composer, including a great deal of church music, two operas, several chamber pieces, and a few symphonies. We'll hear one of those to open the hour. His Symphony in D Major, a work in seven movements, performed here by the orchestra L'Arte del Mondo under the direction of Werner Erhardt. Music of Carl von Ordonez, his Symphony in D Major, as performed by L'Arte del Mondo, Werner Erhardt conducting, from a 2017 Harmonia Mundi compact disc containing his entire symphonic output, the album titled Carl von Ordonez Symphonies. Going from the music of an obscure Austrian composer to music of one of the best-known Italian composers in the classical repertoire, particularly when it comes to music for the violin, I'm speaking of Niccolò Paganini. Paganini composed an extensive body of work for violin and guitar, and we'll hear one such piece. This is his Sonata Concertante for Violin and Guitar, number 1 in A Major, Opus 61. It's in three movements and is performed here by the Czech duo of violinist Václav Hudeček and guitarist Lubomír Brabec. Music of Niccolo Paganini, his Sonata Concertante for Violin and Guitar, No. 1 in A Major, Opus 61, as performed by the duo of violinist Vaclav Hudacek and guitarist Lubomir Brabets. From a 1998 Supraphon compact disc, the album Hudacek and Brabets Perform Paganini. The CD serves as a nice starting point for those wishing to explore the extensive body of work for violin and guitar composed by Paganini. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for much more info about the show. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program number 1711. We'll conclude the hour with two pieces from the electronic avant-garde of the 1950s, courtesy of a two-CD compilation from the British Chrome Dreams label. The album Forbidden Planets, music from the pioneers of electronic sound, featuring electronic music composed between 1945 and 1958. Both of these pieces were conceived at the studio of WDR, or Westdeutscher Rundfunk, the public broadcaster in Cologne, Germany. The first piece is from Belgian composer Henri Poussour, who is better known for his orchestral and choral works, but he did compose some electronic music. The work from 1954 is a two-part piece called Sismogramm. Then, from 1955, music of German composer Karlheinz Stockhausen, and a piece which many consider to be his first monumental piece of electronic music, Gesang der Jüngling, or Song of the Youths, a piece mixing electronic sounds with the voice of 12-year-old Josef Pochtka. The piece matches voice resonances with pitch, and is an early example of the combination of the German style of Elektronische Musik with the French style of Musique Concrète, a form pioneered in the late 40s by the likes of Pierre Henry and Pierre Schaeffer, manipulating natural sounds electronically. First up, though, music of Henri Poussour, Sismogramm 1 and 2.
Thank you. Rest, dann schon über alles.
Two pieces of electronic music conceived at Westdeutscher Rundfunk in Cologne, Germany in the mid-1950s. The first piece you heard was a piece for electronic sounds called Sismogramm 1 and 2 from Belgian composer Henri Poussour, and lastly, from Germany's Karlheinz Stockhausen, Gesang der Jüngling, Song of the Youths, completed in 1956. Both appearing as part of a 2-CD compilation from 2009, released on the British Chrome Dreams label. The album Forbidden Planets, music from the pioneers of electronic sound. Certainly there are many compilations on the market featuring early electronic music, many of them far more detailed than this 2-CD set. Many of them feature multiple CDs, 3 and even 4-CD box sets and beyond. But this serves as a nice introduction for anyone that is curious about the early days of experimentation in electronic sound. Again, the album Forbidden Planets. Other composers represented here include Pierre Schaeffer, Herbert Eimert, Bernard Herrmann, Miklos Rossa, and John Cage. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.